Blog Talk Radio.
Something about that name. Something about that name of Jesus. Something about that name. Something about that name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. That was Ben Tankard. It was Cynthia Jones and something about that name. That's like one of my favorite songs. And so we just thank God for that. I'm telling y'all, we had a problem before we got on. The system was like really freezing up bad. I'm telling you, I don't know what be going on with this internet stuff, but It be going on, you know, freezing up, but we just thank God we got things situated. I have a couple of more postings to go on to do, so I'm going to play one more song by Ben Tankard, and right after that, we're going to introduce our family. I'm just so excited about our family, Transparent, the band. Yes, I'm telling you, I just thank God for what he is doing with them and what he's going to continue to do. And so right now, we're going to play one more song because, like I said, the system was freezing up as I was posting, so I didn't get a chance to get everything what I wanted to do. So give me a couple of more minutes, y'all, and then we're going to come in with a bang. with our family on tonight. So we're going to go to one more song, and I promise you, we're going to come right back and things will be straight. All right.
Black butterfly.
Spread your wings and fly. That was Ben Taker featuring Take Six and Black Butterfly. Well, you all have tuned in to the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel One Deck. And we're so grateful to be on tonight. I'm telling you, I'm just excited to have this show on tonight. This is the follow-up. A lot of y'all heard Transparent, the band, on with us last Tuesday, and we were talking about the awesome DVD live recording that was happening in Saginaw. Well, it has happened, and I'm telling you, I wish we can do it all over again. I'm ready to do it again all over. It's almost like a movie that I watched. I don't even know what it was, but it was a movie that I was watching on Hallmark some months back, and this young lady was on, and she was dreaming of the same thing. She would wake up, and it was happening all over again. And she went back to bed, and it happened all over again. It was just like brand new, and she was thinking, like, what's wrong with me? Well, I'm kind of feeling like that from Saturday night. I wish that I could just go to sleep and it just keep repeating and keep repeating. But we just so grateful tonight to have our family, Transparent the Band, on. And I see everybody is online. I still have the numbers and the names in contact, so I'm grateful for that. But before we go and click our brother Dante and Sherelle and all of our other family on to talk about this great night, I just want to say something to all of you all about tonight before we let them. I'm going to go ahead and get all my perspective views, you know, out of the way. But I am grateful. Like I said, I thank God for my daughter, Erica, that took me there. I'm telling you, a lot of y'all don't know, I went through hell through that whole week. And a few times it kind of got scary. I didn't think I was going to make it. But thank God my daughter was like, oh, I want to, you know, I was wishing something would go on the weekend so I can just dress up. I said, well, this is it. And she told me, yes, she would drive and we could go. And she had a great time, and I was just, I was just grateful because, she kind of into that gospel rap, into the rap, and I'm into the rap myself. I listen to it and play it too, but I listen to all kind of gospel. So it kind of shocked me even when I told her it's not rap. She didn't care. She wanted to go, and she had a great time. And I thank God for my sister Michelle and her friend. They drove and came, and it was just awesome. I'm going to tell you, when I first walked in the door, and I'm saying this because I want the group to see how not only they felt like I was an inspiration, so to speak, or a blessing to them, but they were a blessing to me also because of all the things that I went through, through the week and everything. When I came in there, Sherelle met me at the door, and her smile and her hugs really, was a blessing to me. It blessed me. Seriously, I needed that, y'all. I needed that. And she's a beautiful sister, and she walks up, and embraced me and embraced my daughter and just made me feel right at home. Even the cameraman, he felt like my brother. We just all connect. I wasn't even nervous. Sometimes when I go to different places and it's new, even though I've been doing it for 9 years, sometimes you get kind of nervous. The only nervous part that I had was when I first stood at the red carpet and I had on those heels, because I haven't worn heels like in a while. So when I had them on, I'm standing there like shaky a little bit. I don't think nobody recognized that. My daughter did a little bit because I was like, oh, God, let me stand still. In these shoes, I felt like my body was shaking or wobbling to another side. So that was the only thing while I was handing the mic, putting the mic to everybody's mouth to speak and say things. I was just standing there like, God, keep me up here in these heels. Please keep me up in these heels. But I felt at home. And during the red carpet, everybody looked it beautiful. And I want to give a shout out to our sister Gloria, because that was a beautiful gown that she made for Sherelle. I'm telling you, I mean, it was just awesome. And just everybody, just from Dante to everybody in the group, just welcomed me. You know what I'm saying? And I felt so good, and even to a host. And everything, it just, everybody's attitude was just so uplifting. I've been to many places and I felt like I had to have a breakthrough in order to get through it, but it was like everything was already set. And I said, wow, this is a group that I wouldn't mind, being a part of from now on, to promote, to get on the road or whatever they need me to do for them and with them. I'm in, because it just felt like, family. And I just thank God, even knowing Dante and Sherelle for a couple of years now, that was our first time meeting face to face. And and it still wasn't no different. You know what I'm saying? The communication, the love was still genuine. And I just thank God they are real people. And I want y'all to support Transparent the Band. For all of those of you, and I'm going to be helping promote the CD, whatever they have online. If they need engagements, I'm going to be seeing what can be opened up in different states, myself and here in Detroit as well. But I want y'all to support, even those of you listening in Africa and all over the world. Y'all say y'all want to connect with a lot of people in America. This is one group that I would tell you to really get with. You know, those of you in Brazil, those that are in Mexico, wherever you at, you know, this is an awesome group. And I tell you to support them. Support them, because I'm behind them 100%. And I just thank God for them. Every song they sung, they had the paper and they were saying, you know, telling everybody to number the songs and everything. And I said to myself, well, I don't have to number them because they all will be played. You know, they will all rotate on each show that I have. I will be playing a couple here, a couple there. And that's just how, you know, I do it. So, again, before we click on our brother Dante, I just wanted to say to y'all, Transparent the Band, God bless y'all. I love you so much. Keep doing what you're doing. Your music is a blessing. I love it. I'm listening to the music now. You know what I'm saying? I was rocking to it the other day. I had my headphones on, and I'm on the couch looking at karate and rocking at the same time. I love my kung fu movies, so I'm looking at kung fu, and I'm just singing and humping and, you know, moving to the music, and I'm like, all right, you know, this is it. But being there, seeing what I saw and hearing what I heard, it was just awesome. And then we had it was a sister there that was praying the prayer, and I mean, it was powerful. And I kept saying to myself, man, I wish I could have got that on radio, but I'm gonna get that on tonight. I still got videos from my phone that I've been posting up daily. It was so many I couldn't do them all. So after the show, I am gonna do a few more on there so y'all can hear a little bit of what was going on. But I can't wait for the DVD to come out. I hope I looked all right and didn't look too nervous at the beginning. You know, but I'm just so grateful for this great group. And what you're going to hear tonight is a great follow-up. They're going to be talking a little bit, each one, on what that night meant to them and what did they receive from that. And also will let you know how to go about getting their music and who you can contact for if you have some events going on and you need a great group. I'm telling you, don't let nobody come to me and talk about what we need this and need that. I'm going to say get the Transparent, the Band. I'm telling you, get them, because they are awesome. I'm telling you. And a lot of people know me. If I'm not really liking your music or I'm not digging it, I'm not finna promote Jack. And I'm not, let alone finna play on the radio, let alone be posting it up. So if I'm doing that, it got to be right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you, definitely God was glorified. And they are beautiful people. Everybody looked it nice. Everybody sounded good. The music was good. But yet still, God was glorified. And that's what I liked about Transparent, the Band. They wasn't a group that was trying to say, hey, see me. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about me and it's all about us. But they even, you know, shared testimony and stuff. And it was just awesome. And after each song, they was giving glory. It wasn't about, you know, let's go to the next song, let's go to the next song, and, you know, boring and long and dry. It wasn't like that. And the food, I have to tell y'all, go to Rita's Southern Soul Food Cafe there in Saginaw. I'm telling you, I enjoyed the cornbread, the macaroni, the sweet potatoes. That's what I had. And they catfish. I love catfish. I'm a fish person. And the catfish was awesome. The hot sauce was off the chain. Everything. The peach cobbler was good. I enjoyed it all. And so in saying that, I'm going to shut my big mouth right now because we, we got them on the line ready. But I just had to give that presentation before I bring them on. And that's good. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to bring that on so they can really know how much of an impact that they had even in my life that night. You know what I'm saying? Every day with the music, I listen to it, and I'm just so encouraged. And a lot of y'all know, even at the beginning of the show, I love my instrumental music. So they got this instrumental. We're going to be going off the air with that tonight called Spoken Word by the Seashore. When I heard that, I didn't even know it was them. When I first stepped in there, I said, hey, I got to find out who made this. I want to play this for the radio. And then they went to playing it, and I was like, what? Oh, come on. Transparent, the Band, acting up now. I said, they acting up now. So, but I love them. I'm telling you. And so right now, I'm going to the first call. We're going to go just like we did last week. We're going to bring on our brother. We thank God for our brother, Dante, and he's going to be on as we're interacting with everybody that is called in on tonight. God bless you, Dante. How are you?
God bless you, my sister. I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm doing great. I am doing great. I know you heard me talk about this great program that y'all had on Saturday, and I meant every word. That's why I had to say it before I clicked y'all in,
wow.
It is what it is. I was blessed. I was really blessed.
Oh, sister, we appreciate you, and you came in there stepping in them heels.
Well, I might have been stepping in them, but my feet sure was crying.
That's all right. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
No, they didn't know, but I could have got on that stage and start singing Mercy, Mercy Me.
No, we appreciate you.
Well, I'm telling you, I appreciate you all as well. So I'm going to have you reintroduce yourself and talk a little bit about Saturday night. What happened? Like, just what did you receive from it all?
Man, well, I am Dante Daughtry again from Saginaw, Michigan. And me, Saturday, I just went in like, I was like, God, have your way. It wasn't no set program. I just wanted God to show up and show up, and that's exactly what he did. Because all that was not planned. All we did was just became servants, and whatever God wanted us to do, that's what we wanted to do. And just to see the support from Saginaw and all of you all coming out, it just meant so much to us. And it just left us speechless. It was just a beautiful night overall, beautiful night. I truly believe God got his glory out of it.
Oh, yes. Indeed, indeed. You heard what I said. I wish I can go to sleep and get back up
right.
And let it just repeat itself again. I'm like, Saturday is coming up. What am I going to do now?
That's all right. Keep rocking that CD. That's all you do.
Oh, for sure. You already know. And like I said, I was just blessed by every song. To me, every song, I really can't pick a favorite, to be honest with you, because all of it was great. But I will say all of them are good, like I said, you know, and that's with every CD of artists or groups. All of the songs can sound good, but there is some that may stand out. So the ones that
right.
I said that I really like the most, and I'm just saying a few, but like I said, all of them.
Right.
Every last one is great. But
thank you,
like,
so
Amazingly Free,
uh-huh.
that was one. Here Not With Me was another one. Control, I want to say, Change Things really had thumbs up on there. The Change Things, My Purpose.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I said, it's all of them, really. But my favorite one. I'm going to tell you my favorite one, and that's because I love instrumental. That's that spoken word.
Wow.
That spoken word. That's like my number one hit. I'm serious.
Wow.
That's like the number one, seriously, hit. That can play at the Christian club anywhere, really, with me. But like
right.
I said, all of them are good. I didn't even know y'all did that one.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's unlimited what God has in his
band.
And it's mighty funny you said that, because Bo and his wife didn't end up leaving until 4 a.m. in the morning, so we went on and tallied up all the songs.
Oh, wow.
Yep, we already figured out what everybody liked, so we stayed up. Bo was like, we might as well finish it. So we went on and did it. Yeah.
Well, that spoken word when we were sitting there waiting, and I heard that. I really did not know it was y'all, because you know I didn't hear all the songs. I hadn't heard everything. So when I heard
right.
it, I thought it was maybe just some instrumental random, just something they were playing. But then when y'all started playing that, and I looked up at the stage, and I looked at my daughter. I said, wait a minute, they did this? I was like, oh, they acting up now.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you so much.
But all of them are great, like I said. And I know as y'all continue on, y'all will have more and more powerful songs. I'm talking about songs that you all, that God will birth in y'all, that as you sing, people will be,
yeah,
will be healed right then and there on point, I'm
Lord,
saying. And I believe that God would even use y'all to even lay hands in the middle of singing. You know,
that's
what I saw on Saturday night. I felt like, wow, boy, they keep going like this. My God.
Wow.
And that's because y'all's spirit is open up to the works of God. And a lot of people are not open like that. You know what I'm saying? But y'all are opening to the move.
Yeah.
And when you're opening to the move, you said something last Tuesday. You said we look for God to do whatever he want to do, you know, lay hands, whatever.
Yeah.
And when he
That's
see
right.
that you open like that, he can use you and will use you. So I'm just saying, y'all get ready because it's going to happen.
I'm ready.
Y'all got some powerful testimonies. So, I
Thank
mean,
you so
I'm
much,
serious.
Man.
I see it happening. I really believe and see it happening. And I just thank God for you all. So in saying
God.
That. And say, is there anything you want to say before we bring your lovely wife on?
Oh, no, I just like I said, we just appreciate you, and we thought you did a great job. And it was just perfect setting. God sent the right person to allow this DVD to go forth. I just want you to know, like I said before, all that you went through, it was meant for you to go through it because it needed to be birthed out right there on the DVD. I mean, just everything you did was just top notch, and we appreciate you so much.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm telling you, I thank God for the strength. Because if it wasn't for him, I don't even know how I would have made it. Like I said, I had some moments where I was kind of nervous a little bit because I hadn't been in meetings in a while. And you know what I'm saying? So it was like, kind of to me. But I still thank God for the strength. And I just thank him for even giving me laughter. You know what I'm saying? Through all that I went through that week and not show it while I was there. You know, I felt so much joy. When I was there, and I was excited about what was going on, and I just felt right at home. You know, I didn't feel like an outsider at all. And so I just blessed God. Because some places you can go and do live recordings and interviews and stuff at concerts. And I've been places where I had to go in the bathroom and really pray.
Wow.
Because some stuff wasn't, I'm serious, some stuff wasn't right. And I had to go in the bathroom and pray and say, God, all right, now I need you. You know, I need something to happen here. And things would just look like real quick, turn around. And things, the atmosphere would be the way it's supposed to be. And so I
Praise
just thank
God.
The Lord because when I do interviews and stuff, I like to feel free and not feel closed in or feel like I'm feeling heaviness in the air. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to feel right at home and not feel like, oh, let me hurry up and do this so I can leave. You know, because it's been times like that for real, where I just felt like, you bring me out of this, I will not come back. You know?
Right. No, we glad you didn't feel that way about us. Well, we glad you stayed with us then.
Oh, yes, most definitely. I thank God. And so now we're going to bring Sherelle in. Sherelle, hey girl, how you doing?
Hey sis, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I am still recovering from Saturday night.
You know, I haven't even been, I don't even think I've been anywhere since Saturday. I've just been in the house, just feet up, watching Kung Fu. I'm serious. Just, you know,
I wish I was here
with would you say you wish you was watching the Kung Fu?
Yeah. My feet up too.
But I thank God for you, sister. And like I said, I really, you made it just when I first walked in the door, you know, it was just, you made it easy for me. The way I was greeted and the way you, you know, brought yourself to me right there at the door. It just made it, I just felt like at home, and I just want to say I thank you for that. Because a lot of people feel like, you know, when you're doing radio and stuff, like, oh, they've been doing it, they've been, you know, oh, they can just ace it out. But I'm telling you, it ain't that easy all the time. Sometimes you still get nervous, you know, because I have a lot of people ask me that, like, do you get nervous? I said, man, you get nervous sometimes when you on the radio, and even though the people can't see you sometimes, you get nervous. It's new every time because you don't know what to expect. You don't know what's going to happen, if the system going to shut off or something going to happen. Or maybe some crazy caller might call in. You just don't know, you know. Every time you got to be kind of prayed up and just ask God to help you and, you know, knock all the little nervousness out the way and let you just, you know, go in at A1. And so I just thank God. So I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked your husband. What was Saturday like for you, and what did you get out of Saturday night?
Saturday night was an awesome night, and actually it was just how this night it would be, and I'm just glad that God and Holy Spirit was in the building. I'm glad that the people that came felt the Holy Spirit in the building, and that everybody felt welcome. I'm trusting and believing that people were healed and delivered that night, and I'm telling you, we had gotten in a position in the concert where I just thought we were going to go totally in.
Oh, yes.
You know, with the laying of hands and everything, and I was ready.
Trust me, the time, it's going to happen. Believe that when you least expect, you might be singing and see God will show you something. You better put that mic down and take charge, you know, or sing your way down to the down the steps or whatever.
Well, we were, and I, you know, it was just that type of setting and the atmosphere, and I thank God for that. That's what we all pray for, that God would be lifted up in the house, and that
Amen.
People would feel Him. In the house. So when you say that you are welcome, that's the kind of reception we want everybody to hear.
Yes. Oh, yes, most definitely. You know, my sister Michelle couldn't stop waving her hand and hollering while she was eating, you know, at the same time. I kept tapping my daughter like, look at her over there. And I mean, as she was putting that fork in her mouth, she hollering with a mouth full of food, waving her hand. And I mean, and I kept staring at her laughing, and she caught me laughing at her. And I said, man, I said, girl, you can't even eat right.
That's all right.
I can't say she didn't enjoy herself, because I know she did, you know. And my daughter even said she was blessed, and she really enjoyed herself. My aunt called me up, one of my aunts called me up, and she said, it sounded like y'all had really a good time. She said, because, you know, Erica not too quick to say if it was good or not. She'll say, it was all right. She said, but I asked her, how was it? And she said, it was good. I enjoyed myself. And let me tell y'all what she said on the way home. She said, they need to come to Detroit and do something. So when she said that, I knew. I knew right off it was good.
That's
she
right.
enjoyed herself.
Oh, we love it.
Awesome.
So I'm definitely excited about that. And so in saying that, before I go to the other guests, I wanted to ask y'all, what are the plans? We'll start off with you first, Dante, and then Sherelle, you can come on in because I got both of y'all mics open at the same time.
Okay.
You look for, Dante, to happen coming up? Anything coming up soon or?
Oh, yeah, this is what we was waiting on now that we got the DVD done. It's time for the tour now. So we're planning. I got a call already added to the show in September. Already we'll be doing something here. And then we got a call to go over to France.
Oh, wow.
And go to Chicago. So we got some things added in Philly.
All right.
So, we got some upcoming stuff coming soon, so y'all got to stay tuned.
Yeah, most definitely. Stay tuned, everybody out there. Wow, that's exciting. So I know you're excited about that, Sherelle.
Oh, I'm very excited because I know how much work the band really put into this whole project. And just waiting for the band to be released, recording to be done. And they're ready. They're packed and ready to go. They're ready to go on tour. So we're trying to get us all booked up.
All right. Well, that's awesome. I'm telling you why I thank God. And I just pray that God will have y'all so busy that you're going to be begging the rest.
I'll receive it.
I remember one of my the Nigerian brothers in Nigeria. I'll never forget. He called me up. I'm talking about personally called me up. He was on the radio with me for some time, and I was playing his music back and forth, and I just prayed a prayer, and I said, brother, I didn't know where it was coming. It just came out. I said, brother, you about to get busy, get ready. I said, you're going to be traveling, so you're going to be asking, can I get somewhere?
Wow.
And I think that was a couple of years ago, and do you know he called me a few months ago? And he said, I can't never forget you. And I said, what made you say that? And he said, my God. He said, I don't know what happened. After you spoke that thing, calls was coming. I've been traveling left and right. And he said, and I laughed because I thought about what you said because something came out of my mouth. And I said, Lord, I need to rest now. And I just bust out laughing. And I was like, what? And he said, yes. He said, I've been traveling to Ghana. I've been over in Italy. I went over in London, and they got me going here and there. And he said, even there at home, it just been show after show after show. And he said, and he had thought about it, like, wow. He said, she spoke this thing, and it happened. And I just bust out laughing. And he said, please tell me to get some rest.
Hey, so that means that you have to get some rest too, then, because that means you're a part of us now, so you got to go with it.
Oh, my God, yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to invest into some flats, because I see hanging with y'all heels ain't going to make it. I'm going to have to put on, hey, them heels only good for sitting and looking good. When it comes to walking, throw on the flats.
Right.
So I know that's right. So I know I'm ready. I am definitely ready. And I just thank God. I thank God for y'all. So I'm seeing a whole bunch of numbers here. So I like I said, I still have all the names and the numbers. So I made sure I kept that. And I said at first I couldn't find it. I said, oh, my God, I hope I can find this. I don't want to be just tapping on the numbers and don't know who I'm talking to. So I'm glad.
That's all right. All you have to do is say, hey, you, who's this online?
I know. Hey, hey, you. And everybody start hollering at the same time. But I thank God for you both. And like I said, God is just great. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute y'all mics off, and I'm going to go to everybody else in the group. I'm looking for their numbers, and then right after that, I'm going to click. We're going to go to a song right now, and then right after that song, then I'm going to start clicking everybody on. So real briefly, talk a little bit, Dante, about Change Things. What is this song about?
Change Things. The best person that can explain that one is it would have to be Bo.
Okay,
that's his personal testimony. Yes.
All right. Well, let's see. Well, you know what? We're gonna wait till we talk to Bo then to play that one. That way, when we talk to him, we can go into that right there. So let me put a little note to help me remember. Help me remember that this is Bo. Yeah, so we're going to after that. Okay, now let's see. I'm trying to go down the line to another song here. I believe it's My Purpose.
That will be Roger.
This is so funny. Okay, now wait a minute.
Wow. You go to number five. I could talk about that all day.
Now, what song is it?
Here Not With Me.
Here Not With Me. Okay, yeah. Let's talk about that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Since we because we're gonna go to a break and we'll play that one. Since we already have you you on. So what is that concerning of here?
Well, actually, it starts off about a story about my brother, and then the next verse is about my son, and then about my grandparents, and all four of them had passed, but it was saying that you're here now with me, saying you're here in my heart, but you're with God. You're not with me, but you're with God. And it's just a personal testimony that I want to share with people how it kept me closer to God. Through the trials and tribulations that I went through by losing them, but all the good I got out of the relationship to being with them, how it just kept me closer to God. And it's just saying you're here now with me, you know, in my heart. You're still here in my heart, but you're not here physically, but you're with God.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to go to that song, and right after that song, then I'm going to go ahead and click on different ones in the group and speak with them, and then we're going to come back to you and Sherelle. All right?
Okay, no problem.
All right, y'all. So here we go with this great song called Here Not With Me, and we will be back. The next voices you will hear be the others that are in the group as well. So we'll be right back.
Me in everything. You came to all my games. You called out my name. Received the call from mama saying, you're slipping away. So I rushed to your side, whispered in your ear, allow God to be your guide. Let go and let God. God created a better home. It's called your resting place.
And the waterfall, baby, grows tall. Time to steal. God said
you're not here with me. No, no, no.
Here not with me.
As a baby, I held you in my arms. I held you oh so tight. I rocked you as you cried on my chest. You lied every night. The last cry you cried for your bottle as we left your sister's school. My eyes couldn't believe what I seen, that it was true.
I picked up the phone.
Call 911. Trying to stay strong. There's a better place. It's called your resting place. Yeah.
And the waterfall, baby, grows tall. Time to steal. God set you free. Here not with me.
You're not here with me.
Here not with me.
You instilled in me a strong foundation. Grandparents, everyone wish to have. Told me to keep God first. Always respect, love your mom and dad. A few months apart, God decided to call you home with a heavy heart. Never forgetting the wisdom you taught. You said, with God, you're never alone.
The
song that God put in my heart. If they don't love me back, it's called a resting place. Oh, as a waterfall.
As a waterfall, baby, grows tall.
High.
Oh. God set you free. Here now.
shining star.
Jesus,
that's who you are.
Jesus,
my Alpha and Omega.
Jesus,
my Alpha and Omega.
Jesus,
my beginning.
Jesus,
and my ending.
All right, y'all, I'm telling you, that song rocks. I'm telling you, that's our brother Dante. Now, we're going to go back to him and our sister in just a few moments, but we're going to get the rest of our brothers in the group. So I see right now, let's see who I'm getting with first. I'm trying to get all these names right. All right, we got Bo. We're going to get Bo on the line. Hey, brother, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, sis?
I'm good. Good to have you on tonight.
Good to be here.
Hey, man. Well, I'm going to ask you the same question. How was it for you on Saturday night? What did you receive out of Saturday night?
On Saturday night was a blessing. It was just really a good time and good fellowship with good people, God's people. I just really enjoyed to be able to look out and see everybody enjoying themselves, enjoying God's way. I believe some hearts was touched tonight.
Oh, yes. I know Mans was one of them. Yes. Yes, indeed. And so I want you to share a little bit of your testimony, because I know it's a lot of people that are listening in around the world right now, and someone, I'm quite sure and know for a fact, will be blessed. You know, you can share a little bit of it, if just a little bit, if not all, but, you know, just share a little bit on tonight of what God, some of the things that he has done for you, because I know you have a testimony.
Oh, boy, do I. Yes, man, God has just been so awesome for me and my family.
And
over the time, you know, I was raised in a family. My mother made sure that we went to church, you know. And I grew up and stuff like that. I really didn't get a lot out of it. And coming up, I didn't really couldn't understand the concept of faith. So I didn't really believe in God. At a point in my life. So most of my life, I like to liken myself to the Apostle Paul. You know, that I was, wasn't physically blind, but I was spiritually blind at a point in my life, you know. And God did some works in my life when I finally, you know, decided to submit and give everything up out of me and give it up to God. He actually changed my life, changed my heart, changed things around for me, you know.
Wow. Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
He will do it now. He definitely, I do know that he will do it. He will change. And, you know, that's just like me. I come up with my dad being a preacher. You know, I was brought up in the church, and it was like I didn't want to hear nothing about this and that, and you got to do this and do that. And, oh, my God, every time he would go to the revivals and we had to go, and I'd just sit back and be like, Lord, why me? You know, but I thank God that, you know, he showed himself to me as I got older. You know what I'm saying? And I really understood and came into the knowledge who God really was. But back then, it was like I believed, but I wasn't really studying him. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it was, you know. So I could kind of connect with that part where you just, you know, you're not really interested. They talking about this and talking about that, and you're looking like, okay, well, you know, I'm willing to do what I want to do and not follow that path. But I really am grateful today, you know, that I was raised like that. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't no telling where I would be today.
Right. Amen. Amen. And the same way, you know, like if I couldn't see it, touch it, feel it, smell it, or here, then I couldn't believe in it, you know. So the faith thing was the biggest hurdle to me. And then I would, you know, listen to different types of religions that believed in Jesus. Some didn't, or some believed in different things or different things. And I got convicted at a Baptist church. I got convicted of Jesus, you know, with the Jesus being the Son of God, and that He died and He lived for our sins, you know, and stuff like that. So, and it just changed my heart. It changed who I was, and I started walking that walk, and a pack of wild horses couldn't drag me back.
Wow. Amen. Amen. Well, I thank God for that. Well, God bless you, brother. I'm telling you, we just thank God for you being on tonight, and I was blessed by that song, Change Things. I mean, it's awesome. I am going to play that in a few minutes, and then after that, we got a couple other people, and then we're going to be going off the air. But I just thank the Lord. To me, I kind of do interviews kind of different. A lot of people say, well, you know, you do interviews different from most. I said, because a lot of interviews, they just talk the talk and get done and hurt and get off. But see, I'm the type, I like to go to the root of things. I like a person to share a testimony. Let's talk about the Lord, what's going on, because you don't know who's listening in. And some people don't want to just hear music or just hear a little, you know, statement. But some people just want to be blessed by a testimony or something that, you know, something to help them make it through the evening or the night or the morning. So I just thank God for you all tonight being on and sharing with us on tonight. Anything you would like to say to someone that's listening in, maybe they're down and out and feel like giving up, what would you say to them?
I would say that whatever you may be going through, you know, maybe, you know, whatever you're going through, that you don't have to go through it alone. For God said in His word that He will never leave nor forsake us, that He's always
with
us. That He says in His word in Jeremiah 29:11 that He has a purpose for our life, you know, plans for our life. And those plans are to prosper us and not to harm us. The plans to give us
a
hope and a future. And we just have to stand on every word of the Lord and Savior, and He'll deliver you and bring you through.
Amen, amen. Well, God bless you, Bo. We thank God for you on tonight being on, and I look forward to seeing you and everybody real soon.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having us, and we look forward to getting together again. We have fun.
All right, God bless you.
God bless you as well.
All right, y'all. I'm telling you, we thank God. That was our brother, Bo, and we're still moving it up on this. I'm looking at the numbers here. I'm trying to get everything together here, get everything right. I know some people have called in to listen in. So we thank God. Okay, let's see. Okay, now we got Rod on the line. So let's talk to Rod. Hey, Rod, how are you?
What up, sis? How you doing?
I am great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing wonderful.
That's wonderful.
God is good.
Yes, he is. I'm going to ask you the same question, too, as well. What was your outlook on Saturday night? Like, what did you receive and get out of it?
Well, my answer may be a little different because, I mean, of course, I mean, God did His thing. But I had fun. I have fun. You know, so many times we relate church with this ritual routine. It's boring.
Yeah.
It's not interactive. It's not, but it's just like anything else in life. What you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. And
That's right.
We went Saturday night, I would, every time I minister or I give what God has given me to give to people to help them in their life, I have that nervous feeling. But at the Saturday, I was nervous, but at the same time, because of the spiritual connection that I have with my brothers and sisters in this group, I mean, this for me is still so unreal because – I'm 40-something years. I'm 42 years old. I know my wife will correct me. I think it's 42, 43. And here it is. I know that's a shame. I've gone.
Hey, I get like that too. I'll be thinking like, wait a minute, is it all right?
Right. You know, I've waited my whole life to, you know, people have always asked me, man, why don't you do this or why don't you sing? Why aren't you singing? Why aren't you doing this? And the reason I've never been able to do what I needed to do when it comes to delivering God's message through my music is because I hadn't connected with the right people. And God has truly connected me with the right people. It's not about Dante. It's not about Sherelle. It's not about Bo. It's not about Darren, Jay. It's not about none of us. Lil Don Don.
Yeah.
It's not about Rod. It's truly about God. You know, the experience I'm experiencing with this group, it is so unreal because we are truly a family. Like any family, we have there's good things about us and we're dysfunctional at the same time. But the beautiful part about this family, we acknowledge our flaws and our dysfunction. And
amen.
And in that, we know that we are perfect in God.
Yeah.
You know, and it takes away that judgmental spirit. It takes away that envy, that jealousy. Because like you said earlier, the music in this thing, I don't care what you play. Because
that's right.
When you play a Bo song, it ain't about Bo. It's about God. You know, it's about that group transparent and what God has given us to give to his people. And in all of it, it is good. And sis, I just want to tell you, girl, you was looking good Saturday. You know what I'm saying? If you was nervous, I couldn't see it. You know, and girl, you were strutting them heels. You were strutting them heels. And I mean, just to be able to do what God has intended for us to do is a blessing to me. I mean, I'm just overwhelmed, honestly.
Wow. Amen. I'm telling you, well, I know I am. I'm very overwhelmed. I just thank the Lord, you know, for his many, many blessings. And I was just so excited about being there, you know. And it was just a blessing, like I said. You kind of sit back and wish, like, wow, I wish it was going on again this week. You know, that's how a blessing that it was. I really enjoyed myself, and I'm listening to the music, you know, now every day, and that's how it is with me. When I hear music, a lot of music I play on radio, I do listen to in my home and even in the cars. You know, I get in my friends' cars, and I'm saying, hey, oh, we got to listen to this, or we got to listen to that. And they be enjoying it. And
that's
I don't really know too much of the music that's on the radio because I don't listen to it, you know.
Same here.
And
same.
I'm just being honest. Some people be telling me, have you heard that new song that such and such did? And I say, you know what, I don't listen to the radio. I pretty much listen to the music that I play on the shows, and I'm serious because it's really a blessing to me to not only play in the shows but even play in my home when company come over. Y'all music is being heard. You know, and I'm playing it. That's what I'm DJing right in the house is what's
Girl,
played on the on the station.
That's awesome.
And
that's
so
awesome.
I thank God for that, and I thank God for you all, and I just look forward to seeing y'all, you know what I'm saying, real soon, and having y'all back on, and the music will continue to spin on these airwaves. So I just thank God. So anything else would you would like to say before, you know, I go to the next person or?
Well, I just want to tell you this, you know, and I know I'm speaking on behalf of Transparent. We are family, and you are part of that family. And we thank
Amen.
God for him putting in your heart to allow us to be a part of your family, you know, because this union that we have, you know, God is just going to bless all of us to go to a whole nother level. And like I said once before, it's not about me or you per se, but it's about who
That's
we
right.
can touch and who,
That's right.
you know, we can effectively touch, you know, because, and the thing I love about our music is not your traditional, gospel, you know, it's soul stirring. Yes, it is, but it's more in a almost like a contemporary form, but in a it's definitely in a ministering form where we're able to reach all walks of life, and that part I love. That part
Amen.
I love, and I thank God every day for you and the connection
Amen.
That you have with this group, Transparent. We thank you.
Amen. Well, y'all ain't seen nothing yet. I'm telling you, God is on the move with y'all. I definitely saw that when I was sitting there listening to y'all giving God glory through music, and I was just sitting there like, wow, God, I know you're going to really, really, really have your way, you know, with this group. And I just thank God that, you know, y'all going to be shooting up like a rocket. You know, I'm serious. And I mean, I say that seriously. I actually saw that on Saturday night to where it was like really bringing tears to my eyes to just feel the fire in the songs. And like I said, the music sounds good, but what I always look at, I look at the message. Because you can hear music that's sounding good, but if that message ain't
Come
saying
on
nothing,
now. That's
it,
right.
hey, it ain't going
that's
nowhere.
Right. That's
you
right.
know, but when you know you got some good music and you got a message with that music, you got something.
Right.
And I just
right.
thank the Lord for you all. I thank him on
we
tonight.
Thank him We thank
for
you. And it's one thing you said y'all. It ain't y'all. It's us. you better get used to speaking that way, because we are part of you and you are part of us. And again, we thank you for allowing God to use you to welcome us in. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So we family. So you may as well get used to it, sis.
All right. Well, I'm gotta get used to it then. As I said last week, I always call Saginaw the gnaw. So you might as well say I got the sag and the gnaw in me.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Mm.
Well, God bless you, brother. And I look forward, like I said, to seeing you all very soon.
Hey, same here. We love you now. You know it.
All right. Love you all, too, as well. God bless
all right.
you, brother.
God bless you,
All
too.
Right.
All right.
All right, y'all. We keeping it moving. We keeping it moving. I'm telling you, we almost done. You know, I just thank God, like I said, for his many, many blessings. It's just awesome on what God is just doing and how he's steady yet moving by his spirit. And so we just thank the Lord. Let me see. I'm trying to see who else we got on here before we get to going. All right, we got, let's see. All right, we got Darren. I see Darren on here. All right. God bless you, Darren. How are you?
Hey, God bless you, Tanya on deck. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm just enjoying this interview. This is awesome. This is really great.
You know what? I'm enjoying it myself. It's like I'm looking at the time and I'm like, dang, it's almost over with. I wish I could hold on
right?
a little longer.
And
we're gonna all have to come back and call it. We all gonna have to come back on the show and do a 2-hour show. You know, because normally my shows are 2 hours. We had to get us a 2-hour show where we call it the Transparent the Band Party, rocking all night
right.
or something like that.
Right, right.
Well, we thank God for you. I'm going to ask you the same question. What was your view on Saturday night? What did you receive from Saturday night?
Just pretty much two words and hearing everybody else's responses, including yours, yourself. Just two words, mission accomplished. Roger said it, hit it on the nail too. We're a family, and families go through things individually. From the start where I believe it was back in December where we all gathered together at a restaurant, even talked about the vision. Sherelle and Dante laid down the vision, made it plain. And one thing I really want to commend them. I've been with this group for about 15 years, and one of the things I want to commend them on is that their vision has never changed. Their vision was always Christ-centered. A lot of groups have deterred away from that in this end time. where it's more entertainment and show, people looking cliche, looking more like the world than Christ. And so people, when that happens, people can't come in and really get delivered and set free. But I thank God that finally I can honestly say that God is smiling on us. He's very pleased because he's finally not deterring away from other groups, because I know there's other groups out there that are going all the way for Christ. But on this platform up in Saginaw this past Saturday, Christ finally had a seat on stage where he could have his way and where people can really come in and hear the voice of God, not through a watered-down or regurgitated sound, but the authentic sound that can set people free, because the Bible says when the Son sets free, is free indeed, and we want to keep that going with this group.
All right, you sounding like you're preaching, like a little preacher over there, Dwight.
Oh, I got that from my mom. That was my mom up there, by the way, that was praying. So,
oh, wow.
You know, that yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. Now, that prayer was powerful. I'm telling you, we got to get moms on the airwaves to be praying. I'm telling you, because we do be having prayer revival on here, too, as well. And I got her, I got a couple of clips of her praying, and I believe I'm going to post that up tonight, because like I said, I've been posting up each day so many videos, because it was so many that I took. You know, I couldn't just put them all in one night, but I've been doing so many each day. So those I do have of her praying.
Yeah.
I think I got a couple of clippings that I'm going to post up, but that prayer was powerful. I'm telling you, I felt the power of God, and it was just awesome. And I just, like I said, I'm thanking God for the move that is about to happen. And I guess we all better get ready, because there is a fresh and a strong wind that's about to blow, and we ain't seen nothing yet. I'm telling you, God is going to continue to use us mightily. If we keep on keeping on and having that mind and that heart to open up to say, God, it's not about me, it's about you. And that's what God is looking for. He's looking for a body that is saying, take over me, and not me take over myself. You see what I'm saying? But
Amen.
Lord, do what you got to do in me and through me and use me to your glory. And that's what he's
Amen.
Looking for, because so many people, it has the I am spirit. You see what I'm saying? That's going on rapidly,
right.
It seems like, in the body of Christ. The I am spirit is moving, where different ones is I am this and I am look at me. And I'm going to tell you, those that have that spirit, they finna be looking stupid, because they're going to be sat down looking at themselves.
Right.
Because it's not about me. It's not about you. Even today, when the program, was going busy and you know, things were being, you know, just stagnated here online. And I kept thinking, oh, man, I'm about to go on in a couple of minutes. First thing that came out of my mouth, Lord, this is your ministry. You can stop this freezing up on here. You can do it yourself. And I just laid my hand on the computer and just said, Lord, you do it. And that's what he's looking for. Not me to sit here and say, oh, I got to be heard. My show is going down. No, it ain't about that. It's, Lord, it's your ministry. And I'm coming on, Lord, in a couple of minutes, and I need you to move. Please move, you know, in this computer or whatever. And before I knew it, it came on. And so that's what he's looking for, so. I thank God for you on tonight, Darren, and I just look forward, like I said, to seeing everybody again real soon. So is there anything you would like to say before we go to the next song, and then we're going to come on back on with Jay? I see him on as well. So is there anything you would like to say?
Oh, I just want to say thank God for you, too. Thank God for you allowing an avenue by which we can plug in and get the word out about Christ. You're doing an awesome job. Keep up the great work, and like all everybody was saying, we're glad that you're a part of this family as well. And
amen.
You look out, because God is getting ready to bless you in leaps and bounds, and take
amen.
You to places that you've never been. So you get ready and kick off your heels, buy you some footies or whatever you need to do.
No, that's right. I got to go flat shoe shopping.
Right. Put something slick on there. You can just slide on in there.
Well, I'm glad to have you on tonight. I'm glad you were on with us. And I just thank God for you, Darren. And God bless you and your family.
God bless you, too.
All right. All right, y'all. I'm telling y'all, before we go to Jay, we're gonna hear a song. We're gonna go to a song. But we thank God for our family being on with us on tonight. I also want to give some quick shout outs right now. I want to give a shout out to, let me see, I'm looking at names here, Lawrence on tonight, and also to Sally Pritchett, to Latia Reynolds. We want to say God bless you to all of those that makes up the group, the family. You know, we want to say God bless. I want to mention about real briefly the fashion show. I really enjoyed the fashion show. Excuse me. We thank God for it. I'm telling you, it was just great things that went on that night. And I'm telling you, I just thank God for what he is doing. But we just want to say to all the wives of these great brothers, I just want to say God bless y'all. And your families as well. I want to acknowledge all the wives, every brother that's represented on here or off of here who has wives. I want to say God bless y'all. I thank God for you. And so right now we're going to go to a song called Change Things, I'm telling you. And right after that, we're the next voice you will hear, and I'm telling you, Jay, stay on now, brother. Don't be going off now. I see your number, so you're going to be the next one speaking. So get you a drink of water or walk around or do something, shake yourself loose, because you're going to be next. And so right now we're going to change things, y'all, and we'll be right back.
Sunday morning, I'm in church. Evening time, I'm putting in work. On my way to the homie's house. Pass the drink, don't put that out. See, Satan had his hooks. Yes, he did, y'all. What's the use of church when you're smoking drink? Fell to my knees, Lord. Please, 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 please. This is what I have to say. Lord, can you
change things?
Living woman on every side of town. Lord, I'm tired now. Raising babies outside my house. Lord, help me get a hold of me. I'm living reckless. Hey, don't get me wrong. I love every seed. But Lord, can you
change things? Change things.
Check the change is what we're about to do. No fornication, drug and drinking. So God, I followed you. Lord, watch me down from my head down to my feet. Place His Holy Spirit inside of me. Lord, I thank you for
change things. You change things. My ways, Lord, you made a change in me.
say I'm so grateful for change. If it had not been for the grace and the mercy of our Lord and Savior, hey Lord, yeah. I get a witness this evening.
Grace and mercy, mercy in your grace.
He done brought me from a mighty long way off.
Grace and mercy, mercy in your grace.
Had not been for your grace.
Grace and mercy, mercy in your grace.
Your mercy, your grace, your mercy, your grace, Lord.
All right, y'all, we are back. I'm telling you, we are back. And now we're going to go ahead. Those of you that are still listening, you are tuned in to Transparent the Band Live right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel on deck. And next we have our brother coming up, Jay. I'm telling you, so we're going to click him on. Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hey, Sandra, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. God bless you. Happy to have you on tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I want to ask you the same question. What was your view on Saturday night, and what did you receive out of that?
Oh, you know, I thought it was an awesome event, awesome experience. I think everything was in line. God not only showed up, showed out, but just sent a wind through the place. I think everybody that was there just enjoyed themselves. And I like what Brother Rob said when he talked about, you know, the news should have been there. You know, shooting, fighting, everybody was having a good time, and we was eating good. You know, music was nice, and the ministry was going forth, and we were just having a good time, you know, on stage and off stage, you know, if I'm going to say that. But for the most part, again, God was the highest point that I could see, the ministry itself. And I'm going to piggyback off everybody else where I thought you did well to be nervous and all the discomfort you was experiencing. I thought, seriously, I thought you were doing well, and I was like, okay. You know, she's wearing them heels. but I also remember when Luther Vandross said, you know, that every time he hit the stage, he was always nervous. So nervousness is just a part of it. You know,
You do get nervous. You really do.
Yeah. But all in all, it was a great experience, you know, and I'm looking forward, you know, and I appreciate the prophecy as well, you know, with the growing. And I'm with Brother Rob again. Rob said that he might just get ready to go with us.
Amen.
You're part of us, you
amen.
Know,
I'm ready. I just got to get some slip and slide shoes.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man. Yeah, I thank God. I'm really excited, you know, to be a part. I really am. It's just an awesome to me gift of God. And like I said, whenever y'all ready to roll, here I am. You know, and that's it. I put on my little angel wings and get the flying.
There you go. We appreciate it. We really do.
But I thank God, like I said, for you all, and it really was a blessing on Saturday night, and I just look forward, like I said, and being with you all again soon. And so before we go back to Brother Dante and Sherelle, is there anything you would like to say?
You know, I would say that for all the listeners, Everything in God is easy, and everything we experience as far as trials and tribulations, trying to get to this particular point, because individually, even in our group, you know, from January up until the day of the event, we had been experiencing all types of turmoil that was trying to block us. So when you made mention of what was happening with you for that week, I was like, oh, yeah, this is definitely right in line, because it still closed out with God being in charge. You know, while the devil is trying to throw us off. So I would just say that the devil is real, and he's going to try to distract you, but stay strong. Stay firm.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because God got you.
God got you.
You know, God got you.
That is right.
And just, you know, always stay in the fight. Just stay in the fight and always be encouraged. You know.
That's right.
We won't, how did it go? We don't be weary in our well-doing.
That's right. Amen.
So just stay in the fight. So I would encourage everybody, including you and that group as well. Let's continue to move forward.
Amen.
We're about to put it through his head, the enemy's head. We're about to put it through him.
I know that's right. Say, we coming mafia style on him.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
I am serious. It's definitely a contract out on him.
Definitely.
And so, and we will succeed. We have the victory. Every time I say mafia style, people laugh at me like, oh my God.
Oh no, no, I'm with him. Because, you know, he coming, so we might as well break it to him.
Amen. I know that's right. And how we come mafia style is through our praise and how we keep moving forward. That's
exactly.
A bomb right there already going down
that's
in
it.
This camp.
That's
you know,
that's
so that's the way we fight in the spirit.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I sometimes
that's
tell
right.
my dad, I wish we could do it in the natural. I said, if I could fight the devil in the natural, I said, it would
uh-huh.
be a done deal. Because then and there, I would just pour something on them and just burn them up to ashes right then and there and just make
absolutely.
Them suffer. That's what I used to say that, just cut them up and tie them up and just make them suffer daily. You know, yeah, that's right. And so we can't be feeling sorry for him. You right.
Oh, no.
So that's what I always say. I'm coming at you through your, by your, coming at your throat, your head, whatever I can come,
that's
you
right.
know,
that's
and
right.
like I said, the that's way right. that we fight is in our praying, in our, you know,
amen.
Keeping on
amen.
Pushing forward, because that's what he don't want us to do. He want us to give up and
right.
look at
right.
our struggles and look at our mishaps and our issues, you know what I'm saying, and just really believe
amen.
That
amen.
What who we serving is not real. But like
that's
I
right.
like I said before, no matter what I go through, I
mm-hmm.
still will keep pushing, and that's just
amen.
The way it is.
Amen.
You know, you can't
yes,
go
ma'am.
Back.
Yes,
come too far to go back. And
that's,
so,
right.
That's right.
Because you might go back and never make it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And
that's
so.
Right.
That's not good. But I just thank the Lord for you and everyone else. And like I said, I look forward to seeing you soon. So in saying that,
yeah.
God bless you so much. I thank God for you, Jay.
Oh, well, God bless you, too.
Bless
and we
you
thank
God
for you as well.
Thank God for you as well.
All right, then.
All right.
All right, y'all. Right. We keeping it on moving. We got... Let me see. We got Lil Dante on the line with us, and I'm telling you, he was going at it on them bangos or whatever you call the little drums. He was tearing them up. I was like, all right, I thought I had to get the breaking off in the African dance up in there. I'm telling you. We thank God. How are you, Lil Dante, nephew?
Good.
That's good. Did you enjoy yourself on Saturday?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, was playing those. What do you call those? Are you call them little drums or bongos? What do you call them?
Bongos.
Okay. I know I was kind of close. Yeah. How long you been playing, though? Because, I mean, you was very professional with that. I said, all right, nephew, you got some skills. I mean, you was really sounding good.
Since I was one.
Wow. So you going to continue to keep playing those bongos for the band?
Yes.
All right. Now, next time I see you playing them, now I might have to go up on the stage and break out a little dance or something. So that's good. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, and I look forward to seeing you again too, nephew. All right?
Yes. Yes.
All right then. God bless you, dear.
God bless you too.
God bless you too.
All right. Don't he sound nice, y'all, on the airwaves? Oh my God! I'm telling you, I love the little children. I'm telling you, it's just awesome when they're active things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's awesome to see how he was playing them. He was tearing them bongos up. And I said to my daughter, I looked at her, I said, if he playing like that, nah. I said, oh my God, those that know how to play them, that really know how to play them, better look over. Because I'm telling you, he's going to be something else at them bongos. I'm telling you, he was going down through there. And so we just I just want to say real briefly before we bring Dante back on, I just want to let someone know, because it was coming to me as I pinned each one talking, that, you know, miracles are happening. You know, we go through tests and we go through different things, and I'm seeing God being manifested right now in my life. I'm telling y'all, when it's all said and done, the testimony is going to come out. I'm telling you right now, I'm just holding back a little bit, but all I can share of the testimony is that God is doing it, and that's all I can say. He is doing it. I don't know how things are going on, and I ain't trying to figure them out, but I'm seeing it before my very eyes, that it really is taking faith. You know what I'm saying? It's taking faith, and without that, we have nothing. So those of you that don't believe or are really going through, you better get a hold of some faith, because it's going to take that. In these last days, it's going to be things that's happening. We ain't finna see no snap of a hatch. It's going to be some things that you're going to encounter that it's going to take faith. It's definitely, you're going to have to ride on it, and you ain't going to be able to see a way. And the enemy will come and tell you, give up. What kind of God you think you serving? Yeah, he promised you this and promised you that, but look at you lacking. That's how he come talking. And we got to cut the tongue out of Satan's mouth. I'm telling you, letting him know that we believe. We believe. Like the song says, your miracle is now. Whatever you need from God is now. All we got to do is reach up. And I had to learn that the hard way. Ain't no shame on my game. Yeah, I tell off on myself. Some people act like they have arrived and they just so perfect, and I just have all the faith in the world and I just don't get shaken up. No, it's times that we get shaken. And it's times that the enemy will go speaking and we'll sit down and have a pity party with ourselves. But it is no time for having a pity party. And I tell people right now in my family that know what I'm going through, I say, you know what? I don't care how it's looking. I know God is going to bring me out, because he is not a liar. And he didn't give me all this word down in me and didn't give me all these songs of encouragement. Sometimes I have to sing them songs to myself. Sometimes I go in my basement and I sing them songs to myself until I get a breakthrough and I begin to lift up my hands and go to praising God. You know, it's been times that a lot of songs that I wrote came from being in a storm. And I could be down in the basement washing clothes and I hear music and here it go. A song was birthed out in a matter of minutes. And I go to singing around the house and shouting, crying and praising God and calling different ones in my family, singing a song to them. They'd be like, oh, my God, girl, that's powerful. And I thank God, and that's the kind of thing that's happening on today. And that's why I'm saying, Transparent the Band, we all got to get ready, because God is definitely going to do some miracles. We going to see some miracles. I'm talking about on top of miracles, divine miracles, divine connections, you know, is coming. Finances are falling up on us. It's going to rain. And I'm telling you, we got to get ready. That's why the attacks come so great, because the blessings is just huge. You know what I'm saying? So the attacks come to try to have us spiritually dead, but we have to stay spiritually awakened. You know what I'm saying? Even in our midnight hour, even in that dark hour, we got to be encouraged. If we got to sing some of these songs, if you got to sing some of these songs, you know what I'm saying, to yourself going through, watch what God is going to do. And I'm just thanking him on tonight. I'm just thanking him. We about to go to a close here. So we're going to bring back our brother Dante. I'm telling you, I just thank God. God bless you, Dante. We're back on. And I just thank God. I'm feeling it right now. I'm feeling the movement and the charge of God happening right now.
Right, and that's what it's about, just of us being coming together and, you know, having common spirit. We knowing that the attacks will come, but like you just said it, the key thing is to go through it.
Yeah.
Go through it. It ain't about us. I mean, how we'll get closer to God if we don't go through nothing?
That's true. That's
true. You know what I'm saying? So, but no, that is this the end times. These are the end times, so we got to get ready. And
that is
and
right.
That's why,
That's right. That is so right. My God. Well, I just thank God for you all being on with us on tonight, and I'm gonna any last remarks you wanna say, and I'm gonna let Sherelle say last remarks, and we're gonna go off the air with spoken word. We got to go off with that now. I'm telling you, that is my jam right there. I'm telling you. It's like it's so peaceful that I can just lift up my hands and pray while that music is just going and just take me on up. Seriously.
That's
where I just forget where I'm at. And I thank God.
Yeah.
It's definitely the name of that song is what it is. It's a word coming by the seashore. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Because you know what it is. Every time Jesus, when he spoke to the all his people, he used the water. He stood on a boat and on the shore. If you speak on water, it's like a so his voice carried over. So
that's where that song came. It's awesome. I love it. I love it. And I just thank God. So is there any last remark, brother? I'm telling you, from then on out, everything that y'all have already, that post that y'all posted, you tagged me in about events and stuff, I'm already putting it out there. And I'm still going to keep moving that and whatever I can do on my end. Whatever is going on, tag me and everything. Like I said, make sure that I will help promote it. And if y'all need me for anything, just give me a call, and I'm there. And so in saying that, what would your last remarks be?
I would like to say just if everybody continues to stay on the social media, checking out Transparent the Band, become our friend on Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. And get the CD. It's on sale right now. Go to Dante.com. You know, and get your CD tonight. Get ready for the DVD. Keep up with us, what I said. Just to keep us in prayer as we pray for y'all. And let us know that
Amen. Amen. And you said for them, if they want a copy of the, purchase a copy of the CD, they go to Dante.com, right?
Dante.com. Yep.
Dante.com. All right. All right. That's all right. Well, I'm going to make sure I help get that out as well. So we just thank God for you, Dante. God bless you. Love you so much. And I just
love
look
you
forward,
too,
like I said, in having y'all back on. These songs will be spinning now. So every time when they get to playing on the radio, I will be posting up links saying that the music is playing or whatever. Y'all will get that on there. that is playing. So we definitely going to keep contact with one another and everything. And also, I love that flyer that I saw where it said the angel that the other half. I said, oh, he going to have to send that to me. I said, that's going to be my new radio pick because I got tired of using my other ones. I said, I need something more up to date.
Yeah, we had to give you some type of gift.
Well, I love it. So if you can send that, like I told you, if you can send that in the inbox, I will download that. And every time I'm on the air, that's what everybody will see because everybody kept saying they love that picture, that profile picture. And when I saw that on that flyer, I said, oh, I got to have this. This will be my new pick for the radio. So you got to send that to your sis.
I got you.
All right then, brother. Well, God bless you.
God bless you, too.
All right, y'all. Now we're going to go to Sherelle to have her last remarks, and then we're going to go off, like I said, with spoken word by the seashore. I'm telling you. God bless you, sister. Anything you want to say before we go off?
Yes, I just want to thank God for you, sis. You are a beautiful person inside and out, and I thank God for the divine connection, and I thank God for what he's going to do for in your life and in the lives of the Transparent Band, and he's connecting us for a purpose, and I look forward to moving forward with you and moving forward with the rest of the band. The CDs are on sale. And I can be contacted for the band to be booked.
Amen. I'm going to be promoting that too.
Okay.
We want to make sure that we support them, spread the word of God.
Amen. Well, God bless you, sis. Love you so much. And I know we will stay definitely. In contact and everything, talking and everything. So, and those that didn't get a chance to hear the show, right, as soon as we get off, y'all can continue to reshare the links every day or whatever, and people can click on and they can listen in. Also, you can follow the show, too, as well.
Okay, we will do just that.
All right, then. Well, love you, sis.
Love you, too. Talk to you soon.
All right, then. All right, y'all, we thank God. We going off with this great song. But we thank y'all all for tuning in. We look forward to tuning in again the continued part of this week. We're going to be going down through there with prayer and music and more. And so always remember, don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great in Christ Jesus. Thank y'all for listening to the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel on Deck. And ending us off is Transparent, the band. This music here, spoken word by the seashore. Have a wonderful night, y'all.